Welcome, everyone. This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio will ship you whatever you need worldwide. They will give you 33% off
Volkswagens,
your earbuds and headphones and all of that good stuff. Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Kitchen sink. They'll ship anything. Trust me. You send them enough money, they're going to ship it.
Tweaked Audio. Do it.
You said 33% off already?
I did.
Did you say lifetime guarantee?
Oh, I don't think I said lifetime guarantee because we were talking about trucks.
Did you tell them to put in code IDS?
You know, I think I missed that too. Okay. Yeah, so.
But you told them that they'll ship any damn thing.
Exactly.
Plastic dildos.
Buses. Whatever you need. Uh-huh. Nuts, all that.
Lead infected toys. They got all that shit. Tweaked Audio.
Do it. Do it.
Ayla, what are you doing?
Listening to the In Deep Show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
Y'all do know we just lost sponsorship, right?
Down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Furious Styles, the former your man, Big B.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
What's that?
How did you get that name? I mean, how did it come about, the Furious Styles?
Furious Styles? You know, Furious Styles.
Inquiry minds want to know.
Okay, I mean, I'm just saying.
From Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just think of the character from Boys in the Hood. And that's all that I'm going to give out on the air right now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, I am your man, Furious Styles, and welcome you to another edition of the In Deep Show. I have my inquisitive crew with me, led by the Doctor.
What's up, y'all? Y'all ready to do it? I'm going to give y'all all the energy I got today. I ain't got too much, but I'm going to get to you. Let's do it.
Yay, yay.
We have... Damn it, Gina.
Aloha. Welcome, everyone.
Way to keep it short. And we have... You know what, Doc? I haven't done this in a long time.
I know it.
I haven't done this in a long time. I gotta get the proper... introduction.
Okay.
I don't even know if I have it anymore. I know I do. Can't disrespect. Thought of it. Right. Okay. I would like to take this moment to ask everyone, even if you're driving right now, to stand to your feet. And all hail the Queen of IDS, Queenie, y'all.
Hey. Hello. Welcome to the show, everybody. So glad you're here. Oh, no. Go ahead. Go ahead. You can sit down. You too. You're over there. Sit. Sit. Thank you.
Wherever
you are. Sit. Enjoy yourself.
Well, all right.
That's me in Swedish saying hello. hello.
Okay.
Hello.
I've had a lot of American people say good morning the same way.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Shit.
All right.
Bridget Walker. I'm so sore.
All right.
How in the hell was everybody's weekend?
Oh, man, mine was pretty good. I didn't do anything, as usual. Little mama had her little bestie over there again. It's becoming kind of constant. But it's cool, though. It's cool. You know, she's the only child and everything. You know, she gets bored and, you know, start making up little friends and activities to do with herself. So it's good, you know.
Just get the little kid's social security number.
She does eat a lot.
Oh, wow.
She can't go over there?
Let's see. Well, that's all out right. of my hands. That's out of my hands. LaShawn is real protective when it comes to Kayla.
Okay.
You know, she just can't go over anybody's house. And I don't know. You know, I'm asking.
Just saying, if it's her best friend, you think it would be...
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Okay.
Her coming over our house is fine.
I mean, how much worse could it get?
It depends on what's happening on that end.
What I'm saying. How much worse could it get?
Fuck you. Fuck you. Next.
Hello.
I meant to tell y'all, they messed up. Okay, y'all, I already told y'all about my day, right? Mm-hmm. For y'all listeners, I had a real long day. They trying to kill the old boy. But guess what else happened?
What?
Guess you what stop I didn't have today?
You got caught stealing the weed.
Guess what stop I didn't? Have today.
Of course.
Somebody
they saw y'all going through the bags.
Huh?
They saw y'all going through the bags.
I told you that.
Mm-hmm. On air.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We all remember that.
But it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. It wasn't me.
We knew it wasn't
you. It wasn't me, but still, though. Somebody. I don't know. Maybe they just...
Maybe it was one of those snitching-ass coworkers went back.
Yeah,
because they listened, though. They wasn't there. You said Ronnie and
Ricky and Mike.
Mm-hmm. And rest of
I like the weed who cares.
Who you like? Coolie now.
Smoke it now. Well, anyway. I ain't have the day for some odd reason.
That's because somebody saw what was up and was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be nice and take one of his stops for him because he looked real tired. And I had to help him take the bag off and like dump it out and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, let me just go ahead and get that off him, you know, off him hands.
But I was looking forward to that joint, too.
I bet you were.
Look, I mean, because I was getting, you know, it was a real long day. It was at the end of the day. Now, I'm going through the rest of the invoices I have, about 7-8 of them left, about 5 o'clock. So I'm going through them, I'm like, hey, I ain't seen my Johnny there, right?
Literally.
I look like a little pipe. Look like a little pipe. Hey, all this other stuff, man. I don't know. I need to inquire.
I would just go there anyway.
Oh, man, yeah.
And just be like, yeah, I lost your invoice, but I'm here.
Man, I'll pick up the dirties.
I'm getting all your stuff. Yeah.
And you know, they'll snitch quick. They'll be like, nah, the white dude with the funny color brown slacks, he was here
earlier. Right, earlier. Huh? Anyway.
So sorry.
Yeah. Aw, poor you.
I'd have been energized by now.
Would you really?
Wow.
One more laid back one.
Okay.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Ladies. Side eye the fuck out of each other.
Well, because we want to be polite. Well, I had a super califragilistic espialidocious weekend. Yes, I said it.
She's saving that
one. Right.
Yeah, that's your way away.
You went to dinner Friday, Saturday.
I did not.
You went
Smarty
to church
pants.
Sunday.
Actually, I didn't even go to
you
church
went to the
on
beach
Sunday.
Saturday afternoon.
No, I didn't.
Then you went to the movies.
You gonna let me tell my weekend away?
I'm just saying.
Whatever. So I did have class. Unfortunately, I went to class Saturday. But after that, me and my significant other, he picked me up.
Baby.
I don't know.
But did you see the snarl on the face of the other?
I said significant other. He picked me up. He picked me up and we went to Baltimore. And we went to the harbor. We were on like the water taxi. We found this little spot like over in Fells Point and we was having drinks and the band was phenomenal. We left from there and then Saturday we got up and late and ate lunch and went to the park. It was just a great weekend. The weather was great. The activities were great. Oh my gosh. It was a really good
weekend. Now damn it. You're gonna think that I'm hating on you, but I swear to God I'm not.
Okay.
But to the listener who sent me the message that asked about Damn it, Gina being stuck in the 80s with her vocabulary.
Whatever.
They sent a message with the crucial, the phenomenal, the actually, you know who I think it was? I think it was 15WA.
Oh.
Boo.
I think it was 15WA.
Nuts. How about that? Oh. Is that more modern for you?
Y'all know what time it is.
Okay, so why I gotta do all that?
That's the word. The dude that's losing word with friends talking. Wow. Smack.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, don't come for her.
I was told
she sent for you
by a very respectful source that it didn't even go down like that.
Whatever. It was a great weekend. So I enjoyed it tremendously.
You always seem to have a good weekend.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Thank you. I do. Especially as of late, things have been really good, and I can't complain. So yes, it has.
That's phenomenal.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm. Shut up, Mark.
You know what?
Yeah.
Cut out. Anywho, I didn't do anything on Friday. Like, I literally did not leave the house. I did a mark.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay.
Liberating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Had an event Saturday, Sunday.
And you know why?
Just did brunch.
Hmm? I do those things because of my damn week.
No, I dig it. You know, we just like to tease you. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, sometimes. Sometimes you got to get out and get some, you know, weekend sun and fun.
Right.
But I totally understand, you know. Because sometimes when I don't go anywhere, I'm like, this is the best shit ever. You know, some people have to always be doing shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't always have to do shit. Right. I can chill. You know what I mean? Like I said, Sunday was just brunch and some drinking. And that was about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, my weekend was otherwise boring. Started on some spring cleaning. Got a horrible, horrible, horrible headache. So I laid down most of Sunday trying to get my shit together. Popped up like in between, started cleaning, laid back down. Popped up, laid back down. So yeah, that was my weekend. Okay. Hope it excites you. So, we got a lot of stuff to do today, so let's just get into the show. Shall we?
Let's do it.
All right.
Yes, we shall.
Watch out where a boy like me, bud! All massive hold tight. Selector, come down!
Yes.
Flash it. A man once told me love is the best thing that a man could have. And if it is true, I man wanna know. So,
sense. Well, Lord of mercy, mercy, mercy. Heavy day in your party, party, party.
Tell me the truth and truth about love. Is it true what them say about love? Is it true what them say about love? Them say love is a splendid thing, more precious than a diamond ring. And if it's true, I man must know. And if it's true, I man have to know, because I'm in the mood for love.
Thank you.
money could I buy? The rich will not live, I miss the poor will not die. If you spit in the sky, it will fall in your eye, and you never miss your water till you well run dry. Miss a part-time lover, me don't want no part-time lover. No part-time lover, me don't want no part-time lover. No part-time lover, me don't want no part-time lover. No part-time lover, me don't want no part-time lover. Me want a gal who can caress me, cook for me, take care of me, rub me belly, make me feel irie. And that's the type of girl my poop are heavy. Come on, ring ding ding ring ding ding ring ding 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 ring ding ding ring ding 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 ding
ding large man like Patrick Junior, large shine head, large respect to a man like Asher D and Daddy Freddy. Respect you to all the odd man in general, because me love you more than cooked food. Better now, come down. Well, me born ring ding 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 ding. There we don't, but that home is just a hop. Man like Small Wonder, soon time for your fuck now. Man like Ricky Gunn, soon time for see. Yeah? Select Daddy F to my boy them G Wiz and T Roy. Dear Daddy, man like Pete Rock still smooth about. Yes? Yard man time to pop.
Somebody should call him.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Mark. Excuse me, one sec before you get started. R.I.P. Heavy D, but B, why no play no Prince? So, like, what's up with that?
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Hell, my no.
I'm going to be honest with you. Just sort of the same take that I had with Amy Winehouse. Sort of the same take I had with Michael Jackson. I don't feel like mourning because I feel like I've been robbed.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, God has given you an incredible gift to share with us. And for, you know, I really don't want to hear shit from people that have habits or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But you robbed me. Your habit robbed me.
Your it hasn't been confirmed yet,
your
right?
addiction robbed me. No, there's so much of it has been confirmed.
I thought it was just pneumonia.
No.
No. They've been saying some other stuff, but I'm sure you're going to talk about it. Oh, what the hell? Fire and brimstone. Well, I haven't heard anything officially yet. I mean, I just want everybody to just, like, shut the hell up. So, and just be like, he died, and don't tell us what happened, don't tell us how. He's already cremated. Let's move on, keep remembering him. I'm sorry, this is like hurting me more, you know, no shade, than Michael Jackson.
I can dig
so
it.
So I just don't want to hear anything,
you know,
about
I'm
how
sorry
he died.
That you know he was okay. dealing with what he was dealing with, but I can't man, it's, you know,
okay. I was just curious,
and I didn't purposely play Heavy D, but In the same vein, I would have played, and I did sort of do a tribute to Heavy D when he passed, because, you know, he passed, you know, of more of an ailment than drug addiction.
Yeah, I still want to wait till at least the autopsy comes out, but that's...
But they
I don't even want to hear that. Yeah. Like I said, I don't even want to hear that shit. I just want everybody to just keep in the, oh, Purple Rain, we love you.
Yes.
Kind of, like I said, that's...
Good vibes.
VH1, or which is now BET... Whatever. It used to be VH1 Soul, but now it's like BT something.
Okay.
I mean, they did 48 hours of just straight. And it was awesome. You know, while I was cleaning up, I watched it and kind of had my moments and everything. But again, you know, what I take away from it is like, damn. You know, once again, I've been robbed. So, Whitney, Mike, Amy Winehouse, and the list goes on and on.
Well, Mike wasn't his fault, though.
Mike is not, his hand's not clean. The shit was there for a reason. It wasn't,
Yeah, it was to help him go to sleep, but it wasn't to kill his ass, at least, you know, for him.
Right.
I'm sure he didn't go to bed thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to die tonight because this doctor's going to fuck up my dose. You know what I mean? So that's why I said I can't count him in that, but I'm still.
And again, I understand, you know, you.
Never meant
it's
to
like athletes that have
home.
Had a long career and their bodies are broken up and hurt and, you know, stuff like that. And I understand that. Again, I understand it. But that's just my take on it. It's
okay.
From someone that loves music the way I do, I just feel like I've been robbed.
Okay. All right.
Well, I will say.
No shade.
I feel a little differently, but I think I'll wait to the end. I don't quite feel the way that you do.
Well, speak on it.
I was going to wait till my fingers, but I think addiction is one of those things. It's an ailment like anything else. You legitimately, in some cases, cannot stop. Now, I didn't hear this about Prince. Last I heard, he had pneumonia, and, you know, that was the end of it, and I'm listening all weekend. I'm not hearing about it till today. But for people who are addicted, I don't think they wanted to go down a road of, you know, being addicted and death. So I think it's still, you know, respectable or still, you know, he still should be honored in spite of the fact that he had this thing, you know, that he could, if this is the truth, if this is the case, he had this thing that he couldn't control. And I don't think anybody wants to die from an overdose, but if they can't stop, then they have a problem like anyone, whether it be food addiction, whether it be, you know, you can't stop smoking cigarettes, is in the same category to me.
I dig it. And you're right. He should be honored, and he has been honored worldwide. I'm just not going to lie.
I'm going to pick up my phone, and I'm going to play a song.
What?
You going to turn off my mic?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
All righty then. Yay.
But you know what? I agree with Gina, though. I mean, he's given us so much music. To be inspired by, to just, you know, he was a genius.
He was.
I mean, you could, but you know what though, I'm gonna give Prince a level. Can I give him a level above Michael?
I can.
I would. I mean, for me personally,
I already said so.
Don't get me wrong.
Because
I like Michael.
He can play
I love
more
him.
Instruments, yeah. And I mean, okay, yeah. I guess I can do that. I'm gonna do that.
I'm gonna give
him a level above Michael.
Yeah,
not
everything.
Too much, but the fact that he could play a lot of instruments and, you know, he was very talented.
Yes.
And you know what? I heard a lot of the music that he was putting out was written by his father. I didn't know that.
Some of the stuff he did, yeah.
Some of it.
Yep.
Yeah. But I mean, to be honest with you, I don't care why he died or the reason why he died.
Right.
He still was a genius. So
that's
what I'm gonna roll
and
with.
And damn, Gene, don't get me wrong. I don't want you to, or anyone listening, to think that I'm not hurt or I'm not sad or I don't have my my memories of. I mean, one thing that's known throughout my household is my father had like every top flight luxury car that came out. But anytime you got in my father's car, the radio was off. He just did not listen to music.
Wow.
You know, he sang off key horribly, but he didn't listen to music.
Bond memories, though. All right.
But in my entire lifetime, my father came to me one day and was like, I really like that song, the tape that you left in my car. And it was like from that point on, he always had Purple Rain playing. He just loved that song. You know, so, yeah, I mean, I'm sad and I'm hurt. But I'm a little bit disappointed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And again, for whatever reason, you know, it's just, it's sad.
Yeah. Who knew, though, too, he was such a philanthropist. I was saying something with one of his really close friends on CNN with Don Lemon. I don't know if you guys saw that interview. And they were saying like, I can't remember what part of California, but they were saying that Prince had like some kind of green initiative that it's like, you know, if you have like solar panels on your roof, you can thank Prince because he was helping, you know, do that for people.
Cool.
you know, he had other charities that he had going on. And but this guy, Van, I think his name is Van, he's a political analyst, but I can't remember his last name, that he was saying that, you know, he had so much stuff going on that people didn't know about, but because of his religion, he couldn't really talk about it, you know, because that'd be a form of, you know, being braggadocious. So he couldn't talk about it. And probably Prince didn't really, you know, he wasn't doing it for that anyway. I mean, I don't know him, never met him, but I just kind of get that vibe that that's kind of person he was.
Exactly.
That he was, right, that he was probably doing,
right,
doing so much shit for people, you know, and doing, putting on concerts and stuff under the guise of, hey, I'm just here making money and doing stuff, but, you know, really doing peace rallies. Because remember, he was in Baltimore not too long ago.
Right.
You know. So it's like, and just to find out all the different music he did that, you know, like the Bangles, Manic Monday, and stuff for Sheila Easton, and stuff for Sheila E., and then Apollonia, you know. Just finding out, like, it's like, oh, damn, he wrote a song for them, too? Oh, damn, he wrote a song for them, too? Oh, damn, he played the guitar on that song, but you didn't know that was Prince?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like... it's like, wow, you know, it's kind of like you wish you knew all that stuff, but you kind of probably did know he was doing that stuff behind the scenes anyway, because again, like I said, he's, you know, you could tell he was like that dude.
Right.
I mean, the king of shade. To somebody put together like a montage of him being like giving a side eye and doing look over the shades, like, you know, and that was hilarious, you know. So it was pretty cool that he had a sense of humor too.
And you know what, I did hear something, I don't know whether it's true or not, but when Spike Lee was trying to, you know, get the money together to make Malcolm X, I don't know whether Prince gave him all of it or the rest that he needed, but I heard that he gave him some money to do Malcolm X.
That's dope.
Like I said,
yeah, it is.
I don't know if anyone feels the way I feel in the sense that just, it's funny that you can actually utter these words, knowing Prince, because none of us really knew this dude.
Right.
You know, but... just knowing him and his persona, whatever, I just got a feeling that he's about to crush Tupac in post record,
right,
you know,
right,
like
right,
albums
right.
coming out.
Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah, they said he had like a room in a house called like the vault that had so many albums that he recorded that he was like, no, I'm not putting that out.
Right.
I'm not putting that one out either. So yeah, we're about to get a whole bunch of shit.
Right.
Whole bunch of shit.
Looking forward to that.
Some of it's probably not that great, because I heard he did a song with Kim Basinger, that he did it just because he kind of liked her and was kind of trying to impress her, but he was like, oh no, you sing like trash. So we're not gonna put that one out.
Oh, did y'all see that video when he told Kim Kardashian to get off the stage?
Oh yeah, that was, I remember when that happened. Yeah, I remember when that happened.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was she doing on the stage, though?
Somebody invited her on stage, or it might have been him or somebody on the side that was like, hey, come up and dance. And she was like, and so embarrassed and like all giggly. And she wasn't going to dance. She wasn't dancing and wasn't doing nothing. He was like, all right, go ahead. Just get off the stage. Just get off. And then she got off and he did the eh.
Right.
What?
It was pretty funny. They keep playing that one,
then
too,
he said
which is
hilarious. About, something about in America or something.
Oh.
He said something about that.
I don't remember that part. But that was just funny that he was like, get off the stage.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you one album, especially for all the music lovers. If you haven't heard it, and I'm going to tell you now, it's not going to appeal to everybody, but just as an album to put on and like just drive to or just vibe out to, Wendy and Lisa's album.
I remember that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. And I think it was a self-titled album.
I remember that.
And, man, that's just an album just to kind of just... seriously, just vibe out to and just chill.
I got a quick question. Mm-hmm. I bought, this was long before he passed, The Best Of. And I can't seem to find International Lover anywhere. It wasn't on The Best Of. It wasn't on none of his Best Of. Is it me? Like, I haven't, only time I've heard it is on the radio, but any CD that I've bought, I can't find it.
Was that when he was Simple?
No, this was early 80s.
Oh, so let me tell you what you need to do.
What I
keep listening to Magic 102.3. Get yourself a tape deck and just press play and record at the same time.
Wait.
Remember, like, that's
back in the old
days. I know, right? I was like, wait, I don't have that no more. You know what, Mark? I do. Actually, I do because I used to do it. But
I'm just saying.
Nobody's going to take that no more.
We had no choice.
Actually, I still have one because I refuse to throw it away. And it has, like, a little record player joint. I mean, I don't know if it works for real. But I refuse to throw it away because I have this huge bag full of, like, cassette tapes.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't even know if those work anymore, but one day I just want to sit there and just be like, play.
Right. And you know what you do?
Stop. Play. Stop.
I've play. Done that. Get right. some drinks, yeah. like some whatever you want,
yeah.
and just sit there where it could be you, friends, whatever. And I've done that and just sit there. We sat there for like hours listening right. to old tapes.
I'm telling you, I have so
it
many.
It is the best. I'm telling you. You're like, oh my God, I remember this. So, yeah, I highly recommend yeah. whatever day you choose.
Old
get some drinks
moment.
And listen. I know, right?
Right.
Hootie hoo. Yes, oh, do gosh. It.
And you know what else? I heard somebody say, I don't, I think it was Donnie Simpson. Mm-hmm. He said that Prince, well, he knew another artist that I guess him and Prince were in the same studio or whatever. And Prince could go into a studio and stay in there all night and come out with a whole fucking CD.
Wow.
When it takes, you know, like regular artists to stay in there whole night, just come out with maybe one or two mm-hmm. songs.
Yeah,
or
they
whatever.
Lucky.
Yeah, right, right. Mm-hmm. They say when that Bama went into the studio, he knew what he wanted to do, mm-hmm. whether he had a band or not. Man, mm-hmm. so he could play all that shit and come out with something smoking.
Okay, this is my last thing. My last thing. No, Prince. Okay, so here's my question. Because I had this conversation over the weekend. We know he, you know, divorced a while back. They had lost the baby and the whole nine. Had he done anything far as relationship-wise anybody know of? Because I was just wondering, like, you know, maybe like what B said, if things were, in my opinion, if things were different, like it's a, you know, sometimes when you have something to live for, you make different choices. And if drugs were involved, who knows? Maybe had things been different in his life, he would have made different choices. And I just wonder if he had anyone significant in his life that, you know, to make you feel like you want to live for this person. Does that make any sense? Like, it's statistically, people who are married live longer than people who are not, because when you get to a certain age, you really do have something to live for. And I just wonder, for him, would things have been different had, you know, maybe he would have made better choice if the baby had survived.
It's what? On the 1999 album,
International Lover.
Yeah.
I can't even find the album that it was on, but you know what I'm gonna do? CD Depot has everything. I'm gonna try them. Mm-hmm. College Park.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't know, because I mean, you think about, remember Kurt Cobain, and again, old people moment. but I mean, he, you know, like, was married, and I think he had by that point had his child. Mm-hmm. So really, it's like you don't know what addictions people have or what demons people have
true.
Within them, that maybe on the outside they look like they're okay,
right?
Yeah.
But on
true.
The inside, they could be struggling with something that's, you know, like crazier, or, you know, I mean, especially as an artist, you just know, most of the time they always say, oh, you know, such a tortured artist, you know? So it's like, you just don't know what people, and not even artists, but just people in general. It's like, you don't know what people go through on a daily basis.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
true.
That's right. So I don't know. I mean, even if he was in a relationship, that isn't, you know,
yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean. I just wonder if he, you know, did he ever find somebody, you know, towards the end to love him? You know, like, did he ever get in? Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure he had
lovers.
Plenty of people who would
lovers.
Love him.
See, that could have been a problem, too.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he, you know, had so many women in his life. He, well, one thing, he probably never knew who to trust. But on the other hand, I mean, sometimes you know, if you get to the point where you're looking for love, you got to let somebody in, even if they keep fucking up, give them
right.
an album.
Well,
come on,
that's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I choose to think, like, the way they found him and where they found him, because they were looking for him and they couldn't find him, that I don't think that was, like, the day he was like, I'm going to take too much shit and today's going to be my day to
that's
go home.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, because, if you know, I don't, you know where they found him, right?
No way.
On an elevator. Like, he was, like, I guess, I don't even know if he was on it, like, literally, or coming, trying to come off of it, or whatever, but they didn't know where he was, and they were trying to find him.
What a shitty way to die.
Right.
He was on the elevator.
Yeah,
they couldn't find him.
Right.
To
see, that's what I'm saying.
Going
I don't.
Up and down the steps and shit.
Maybe.
And
who knows?
On the elevator.
Yeah. You know? That's what I said. I don't, I mean, again, we don't know what really happened because we weren't there, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't his intent that day. Right. To even if it was something that had to do with pills or, you know, whatever.
He would have done it in
He would have done it probably on a piano seat. Or
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, laid out on like the bed, right outfit. Hair, and yeah, he had some sequins on in his boots or something.
Right.
I don't see him.
He'd been ready.
Slouched over in an elevator or hanging halfway out, whatever it was.
Right. Right.
I'm kind of feeling like you. I feel like. I don't want to know nothing else. I just want to.
He's cremated. Man. Let him go. Let him R.I.P. or rest in heaven or whatever way they want to say it.
Why they cremate him so fast?
I think because of his religion. You know, he's a Jehovah Witness, and you know, like even like with Jewish people too. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll go through what is it called? Shiva, something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you only have I think like a week, so it's a quick period of time, and then the next thing you know, they're cremated. But then your mourning period is like longer. So,
gotcha.
I think it was his religion that, you know, Jehovah Witness. They don't play. Yeah.
Did he have brothers, sisters? Did he have?
I don't remember. I don't know. It was always just
Prince.
That's all I know.
Right. It was always just Prince.
Because it was funny when they said family, like, you know, they would talk about it. I said, yes, because his family said, and it's not like family. Who was his family? Oh, like you said, all I knew was like Prince. Like, he was just this entity,
was
all
his
own.
Living?
I feel like yes.
I think because his father killed himself.
He had passed, right?
Well, that's what happened in the movie. I don't know.
Yeah, that movie's not a documentary. It's a movie.
Yeah, I said that's what happened in the movie. I didn't say it was a documentary.
So I don't know if his parents.
He always got to come out of the shadows and some shit, don't
he? And cry for 10 minutes.
He ain't saying shit in an hour.
That's not a documentary.
God damn it, you bastard. Okay, let me run through my couple of. I'm glad we did that.
You only have like one story.
Yeah, like
okay,
I
great.
More than one. Yeah. Man.
I got something to say at the end of your story. That, but anyway.
What with Prince?
No. This is something totally different.
Oh, okay.
But let's go.
All right.
Please. Go.
Let me see. Moving on. Okay, y'all remember? Y'all know the Coachella thing is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now people were kind of pissed. Because, you know, they had Ice Cube and the NWA reunion, and Dr. Dre wasn't nowhere to be found.
What?
But, last weekend, I don't know, Ice Cube must have called Dre and said, hey, Dre.
Hey.
Come on, dog. Man, people looking for you, man. Come on in, whatever. But anyway, Dr. Dre showed up.
Sound like a good fellow all of a sudden.
That was some kind of combination. I don't know what that was.
Well, you know, I get my characters mixed
up.
I'm multi-talented.
Keep guessing.
Yes. But anyway, old Dr. Dre showed up, but he didn't do any NWA songs.
Oh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know why.
Should stay home.
But he did do California Love and Still Dre. And, you know, the crowd loved that shit. And Cube also brought out Kendrick Lamar and Eazy-E's son. So, you know, it turned out to be pretty nice, man. Yeah.
Cool.
That's good.
How long is that Coachella thing going? Like a month?
That I don't
two,
know.
I have no idea.
But I know
yeah,
it goes
I it was,
on
Yeah,
for
I was going to say, I thought it was a couple weeks, but I don't know about a month.
Oh,
not really sure. Can you imagine, being out there for that long?
Ooh.
I mean, think, well, you went to Woodstock or not?
Nah? Girl, hold this.
Hold my beard. No, that's okay.
Hold my slits while I fight her.
My wood going to be stuck.
But wait, he took the beard back quick. he was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I need to have all that. No, I wasn't at Woodstock. Thank you, Queen, you bastard. Hey, y'all, check this out. This big nightclub guru, his name is Dave Grootman. Okay, he just got married now. This dude's supposed to be up there now. He had a whole bunch of A-listers at his wedding. Okay, now, when it came to making toast to the bride and groom, guess who snatches the mic? Motherfucking Kanye snatches the mic. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna let you finish, best man.
Right. Oh, but the Bama, he didn't do it like that, like he did at the Grammys, the Emmys, or whatever it was. But he made a few jokes and the crowd loved it. That was pretty cool. Now let me see. Among the list of A-listers were Kim, of course, Courtney, of course, Hulk Hogan.
What?
This too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about that? Wilmer Valderrama and Ryan Seacrest.
Close.
Ryan Seacrest.
Close enough.
Yeah, isn't it though?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Let me see. Let me run through this one real quick. Birdman. Okay, apparently this Bama broke in on the Breakfast Club. They were doing an interview. Okay, now apparently Birdman was real pissed at these people because they was talking about him not paying his artist. Now, of course, y'all know who the Breakfast Club are? Okay. So Birdman brought in there and said, y'all gonna stop. Y'all keep my name out your motherfucking mouth. Okay. Now, he told Charlamagne the God that he was going to wait to see him out on the streets. But he said, nah, he decided to come in there and, you know, see him face to face. Okay.
It was horrible.
You saw the interview?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sure was. But anyway, he said, look, man, when you say my name, put some respect on it. Not respect, but respect. Make sure you put respect on everything.
Put that shit on everything.
I put that on everything. Like, what was that? What was that? The hot sauce?
Yeah, Frank's.
Yeah,
put that shit on everything.
Put that shit on everything.
Man, listen, all the memes and all the land. People were on that shit. Even the homies from Forget That Yo. One of them already had a t-shirt and had his shoes to match it. I was like, God damn, how you
already,
do that already?
Already, huh?
People had like the hot sauce. Like Shibi had the hot sauce joint with the respect. Put this shit on everything. I'm like, God damn, the internet is so quick.
And it don't.
I'm like, how did y'all do that?
Anyway, that concludes my diagnosis. We got a whole lot of more for y'all.
Excuse me.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Whoa, I'm sorry. Breaking news.
And breaking Beyonce news.
Okay.
Did anybody see Beyonce, like the Lemonade? Anybody see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
I knew nobody saw it.
I've seen pieces of it.
You?
No, sweetie.
Damn it, man.
I know.
She still thinks Prince died of pneumonia, so you know she ain't.
Hey, oh, that's true. Buddy. Stop it.
Which one did you see? Because there's like 400 songs.
I just saw like a clip from the...
Okay.
Just
well, one, I will say, Serena was in one.
Oh.
And Serena was working and twerking and looking back at it and doing all of the above. I was like, Serena, you are giving me life, girl. Just
and
keep
when
moving.
When she looked back at it, she didn't even have to look down. She just looked back.
She just kind of turned her head slightly and it was right there.
It was there.
It was there. Oh, I mean, but really, the whole thing, like... I actually saw it, was it, I think it was last night. Yeah, it was last night about like 11 something. I was like, I'm just going, it's an hour and something. Oh no, I'm not going to watch all this shit. Not all at one time. But yes, an hour and something later, I was like, in my living room, like,
damn,
bae. I'm not even part of the beehive, but that shit was on it. She worked hard.
Tell me something, and I don't want to sound like a hypocrite at all. But for some reason, when I watched Serena's part, is there a way to respectfully twerk? Because
she did it though.
That's what I'm saying. Her twerking didn't look slutty. That shit.
No,
looked,
it was.
Know.
She. I mean, she was even bent down and was like, pop, popping, and pop it.
Just the control
of it. I was
like,
how is she?
Wow.
What is she? Serena,
how
is that
she?
You?
If she can manage all of that, she could probably run for president. She can run a country. I'm serious.
See.
She can run. If you can control all of that and keep it where you want it to be.
Strippers do it every day, but she was way classier.
No.
It was classy.
Looked,
I don't know how you can classy
her shit
twerk.
Like turbo. It was like pop, pop.
It was.
Pop. She can make it go real fast and then stop it.
She wasn't like.
Yeah, she
you know,
wasn't doing the sweaty.
Yeah, it wasn't strippery like.
Shit, her shit was just like.
A little sexy and classy.
Yes, it was.
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Like high end shit.
Popping a lot.
I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't see that just based off how they're describing it. That's
I was
just
trying
saying,
to think of
watch
excuses
it.
That I would have had to use, like, if she was at my house.
Oh.
I'd be like, I got to get something to eat first. Like, let me do some Jumping Jacks. Let me get a Red Bull or something, because
I need some water.
I'm going to eat a salad. That's what you need to do. Eat a salad. You don't need to eat anything, for real. But just everything about that whole thing. I mean, it was young women in it. It was the mothers of, you know, kids that were killed, like Trayvon Martin's mom. And I was just like, I cannot stop looking. And I was looking at my phone. I was like, and like I said, an hour later, I was like, oh, damn, I watched the whole thing. Okay, well. I just couldn't stop.
What is it under?
Huh?
Is it under, what, Lemonade?
Well, I mean, it was on Tidal, but you know, you know, you always gonna find a way. People always gonna download on the sign. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you know you're gonna, like, somebody posted it last night on Facebook. And I think I watched it from Facebook. So, and just like I said, the songs are just different. I'm still kind of feeling like, I don't know really if it's about Jay-Z or if they just want us to think it's about Jay-Z so it sells more.
I don't think it's about,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, because he's in one of the videos. And relationships go like that. Sometimes you have the, you know, it's an ebb and flow. It's up and sometimes it's down.
Well, I'm talking about the particular part that they were talking about with him cheating on her.
But there were so many parts.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the one where they were saying
Becky with the good hair and all that stuff like that.
Dame Dash's ex or something.
Rachel Roy.
Rachel Roy.
Yeah. Yeah, which was funny because they were talking about it on on some of the shows that how they were coming for Rachel Ray. They were like, wrong Rachel. Right. You need to add this one, not the cook, not the chef. She don't have
the 30-minute meal.
You know what I'm saying? She don't got nothing to do with this shit. It was pretty funny.
Rachel Ray can get it too.
She can be my friend. She's
fat
and
she's so nice.
Oh, man. Poor chocolate. Yeah. Rachel Ray might be able to twerk too now.
She make you a pork chop and you slap her on her ass. Hey. Thank you, boo. Pow.
You know, I got some sauces.
Butt naked with her aprons.
Oh, Lord. Lord. But yeah, anyway, I'm sorry. I just had to. And like I said, I'm not a stan by no means, but I had to give it up to Queen B. For just, you know, like I said, having everybody, all the young actresses and, you know, her little boo-boo.
And you know what's funny though? Whenever somebody come at Beyonce, she ain't even got to say that. She got a fucking nation that is
going to come for her. Yeah, the Beehive.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yeah, they will just definitely come for you.
Right, right.
So people live for her, you know, when she drops stuff. But anyway, okay, sorry. Just had to put that in there.
That was better than my diagnosis.
Of course it was.
I might have to hand it over.
It's been a discussion.
Cool, doing it. All I gotta do is this
shit. You're being replaced for that too.
Okay.
Maxie, my dog's gonna come in here and we're gonna teach her how to do that part. Y'all, I'm kidding. Welcome back. Thank you for listening, sharing, loving, commenting the show. You know, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. So let's get into some of this feedback. Y'all, is that a rocket?
It's coming through the window. Over there.
A grenade? What the hell was that? All right. From the homie Chaz. Damn it, Gina. Remember you asked the question about chair in the closet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Damn it, Gina. Your problem with double sharing your closet, man cave closet, and your closet is strange since it mirrors the sharing of the dinner plates. God damn you, Chaz. Why are you bringing that back up? Like Big B said, if he brought you a plate with shrimps, and that says shrimps, steak and crab legs, what you asked for, and you still then wanted to eat some of his fried chicken? Not judging, but just having fun with you. P.S. Your forehead is awesomely cute.
That's what the helicopter said.
Peace.
Shut up, Styles.
Thanks, Chaz. Wow.
Thanks, Chaz, I think. Yay.
Hope you're doing well.
We gotta get an update.
That was nice.
Hey,
we talked about the forehead. That's
yeah,
I know.
Yes. My forehead is no bigger now. Some people haven't seen it. Is it, Queen?
But it's nice though.
Thank you, Mark.
Remember the old school where you would take your fingers and be like, wet them, and then pow. Yeah, I totally would do that to you right now. Pow.
Right in the kisser. Sorry, that was old school.
She has a lot of knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
She has a lot on her mind.
Whatever, Mark.
I love you.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like, mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into some of this voyeable action.
Yo, indeed. It's BTG. You know what? Me and the wife, Miss Christmas Tree, we got a couple of character flaws or whatnot. Hers is she can be careless of important things like, you know, cell phone keys and shit like that. Me myself, I'm not necessarily a neat freak, but I like to keep my wallet, keys, wedding ring, and cell phone in the same place, like, you know, usually on my nightstand all together. Her keys will be somewhere downstairs in the kitchen. Her cell phone would be in a washing machine. You know what I'm saying? Her purse would be somewhere by the stairs. You know what I mean? And then, you know, it's typically, like, it's not a problem until she started looking for shit. And then she asks you, do you know where I left my keys at? Or do you know where my phone is at? And then when you say no, because it's not your shit, then she likes to, you know, get a little attitude. I straighten all that out. But yeah, it'd be shit like that. And I can understand a whole someone being like, now I wouldn't say filthy, but it's just certain shit that kind of may irk you. Like if you come in a house, some people do take their shoes off as soon as they come in the house. But if it's not that type of house and you still take your shoes off and you live in the front of the door, yeah, that might rub me the wrong way. Cause like, go put your shit in the closet. You know what I mean? Like go put it in your room. I don't know. The next two things is, I'm a cover snatcher. I ain't gonna lie. I'll rob the shit out of a blanket. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to, it's not that I don't like to share. It's just, I like to roll over a lot. But hers, another one of hers is that she keeps on the ceiling fan like 365 days out of the year. Winter, spring, all. It's on. But at the end of the day, shit, we all got character flaws. So, I mean, if we able to deal with it, then go ahead and deal with it. If it really bothers you, then just talk to that person, let them know and see if they could just change it up from time to time. But if it's part of their everyday life, you know what I'm saying? Then, and you love them enough, then just deal with it. You know, fucking go help her look for her keys and her phone that's in the washing machine. All right, y'all. It's BTG. That was a good topic. I'm about to go turn this damn silver fan off, y'all. All right, I'll holler at y'all.
That would be me. I would have the silver fan on one too.
Yes, don't turn it off.
I'm always hot.
Ooh.
All sizzle.
Whoa.
Hella.
Throw in the blanket.
My wife like that about the keys too. Boo, you seen my keys? No, because I didn't have your keys. But that doesn't mean I didn't see them. But if I've seen them, I you know what? Then again, it's been times I could tell her where her keys are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she doesn't, because she doesn't put them in the same place. Now, me, I always put my keys like on the banister. As soon as I come in the door, on the banister. And then my wallet, my cell phone. Little stuff that I have to grab real quick is always in the same little area. I don't scatter my shit.
Mine is too.
Because I will not find it.
Well, I will say, if I go to your house or BTG, I know where to go to take your shit.
Mm-hmm. Good boy.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, the part that I hate about it is when you deal with people like that, like for instance, if my significant other were to say, hey, baby, you know where my keys is, I would respond with, is it not hanging on the thing by the front door that says keys? And now I'm an asshole.
You are.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't keep track of your shit.
Right, right.
You could just say they're downstairs on the hook that says keys.
Or you could say, no, I'm not really sure
not
where they
there
are.
Is the problem.
Right. No, I don't know where they are.
The problem is it's yes. not there, and that's where it should be, so we won't have right. to keep asking this question every time.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
You know, it could be a lot easier if you just said, no, baby, I don't
It could
know
be a lot easier if you just, the little thing on the front door with the hooks, that says keys, If you just hook that motherfucker right there.
But she didn't.
You'll never have to ask this question
once
again.
Once it's established.
So stop asking me the question.
Come on. Come on. Just be nice. No.
See, okay. to me, shit like that is you work twice as hard to do it wrong.
You don't know this man by now.
I mean, I be trying though, Mark. I mean, come on, everybody can change.
But I'm saying though, I mean, for real though, I mean, you literally work twice as hard to do it wrong.
She didn't come in the door with the intention to lose her keys.
Yes,
she
did.
Maybe she was coming in the door to hurry up and cook your dinner before you got home. Would it be okay then?
If you have a thing at the front door with the hooks to put your keys on it. Mm-hmm. Then that's where your keys go. You can still be in a hurry before, while you're closing the door, hang your keys, and go cook the fucking dinner.
Maybe she was hurrying up to the crock pot.
There ain't that much hurry in the fucking world.
Come on. But she was cooking your dinner.
Guess what you're going to be hurrying to do tomorrow?
Find your keys.
Get to work because you're half an hour late looking for your keys.
I have no more.
Well, I just hope if I have a boo, he would help me find my keys.
I know, right, Dick?
Depends. Honestly, I'm with him, though. I do have a place by my door. I hang my keys up. Mm.
I do,
just
too.
So I won't forget. And sometimes they randomly go in my purse, and I'm like, oh, my God, where are my keys?
Right.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, let me look at my purse. Okay, there they are.
Exactly. I'm a creature of habit, so the keys are by the front door of mine. I don't carry a purse, so my phone, my little wallet thingy, everything goes
down
in
your
the same
bra.
Place.
But you know one thing about my wife, though?
Mm-hmm.
If she looks somewhere and they're not there, oh my gosh, she just gonna automatic. Boo! Boo! You see the key? Now, they might not be on the banister, but there's a box right beside the door, and sometimes she just put them right there. And I saw them yesterday evening, right there on the box, not on the banister, right? But yeah, boy, they're right there on the box where you left them.
Do you have to get up and like go upstairs and tell her that? Or you just
yell? No, I'm just going to tell her where they are.
You just going to yell back up and tell her.
Yes, about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boo! Boo, they're on the box where you left yesterday. Man! No, I'm not doing all that extra shit. I told you where they were. That's best I can do.
Okay.
That's as good as we'll get.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what's the sense of me getting up, going to the box, getting the keys when she got to come down the stairs and go past the box to go out the door anyway?
True.
And see, I'm the nigga that I'll help you find it. And like, let's say I find them like way back in the laundry room somewhere, leave them right there and be like, they in the laundry room.
Damn. So
you gotta come back downstairs and walk past you.
Because you're not gonna learn. You're not gonna learn. If you got maid service bringing your keys to you every time you lose them, you ain't gonna learn.
Ooh, how about you just get her like that little joint where it's like, where are my keys? Fine keys. No, I'm just kidding. But it's like, boop, boop. Like you said, you can make the little noise and go around looking for them.
Ah.
Because what's going to happen on that, when the thing is beeping to let you know where it's at, she's going to be talking over the beep anyway.
Oh.
And ain't going to be able to hear, and it's going to start another fight.
Okay.
All right, let's go on to the next.
Okay, very well.
Let's go on to the next bit of
beep,
feedback.
Beep, beep, I ain't on it.
What's up, crew? Mobile Greek. Man, that question. Oh, first of all, Big B, what's going on? The Doc. Damn it, Gina. Queen, how you people doing? Good. All right, now, that question really hit home for me, man. I was sitting here listening to it, just ear glued to the radio. And, but I don't know about the relationship part of that question, but for me, when it comes to work, man, I've been doing the same thing for the last 20 years. And I've developed a whole skill set, educated myself, developed habits, specifically for this field. And now this new opportunity has popped up in my life where all that stuff I learned is completely useless. On top of that, I go from working by myself and controlling my environment to working with a group of people. And trust me, when you work with a group of people, you really see what your character flaws are. If you're a good listener, or if you work well with other people, my wife's favorite word is I need to be more coachable. She tells me all the time, you need to be more coachable. And I found out I'm not a really good coachable person. And that's a character flaw of mine. I had to really open myself and be more open to ideas and new environments and working with people. I mean, it's just been a struggle for me. And I didn't realize I had that character flaw until this happened to me. So I've been working on it, and it's, man, that's all I got. But, man, that's all I had to say. But, guys, great show, man. I'm really glad you guys brought up that question. It really hit home for me. I'm sitting here thinking about it, and I'm working on it every day. Great show. I can't wait to hear you guys next week. I'm out. Mobile Greek.
Mr. Greek.
All right.
Can I go first on this one?
Sure. Mr. Greek.
Oi.
Mr. Greek, first of all, thank you for sending in your feedback, as always. Secondly, thank you for bringing that energy back. Mm-hmm. I love listening to Mobile Greek's feedback. It charges me up.
Right.
Okay. So, I have a problem with that statement that you said your wife says, that you are not coachable. You see, here's my thing. When someone is elevated to the position, and I'm speaking from an athletic point of view, I understand it's a bit different, but follow me if you can. Once someone is elevated to a position of being a coach, you are a leader. You know how to make people follow your lead. So, to say someone is uncoachable, I just, to me, it doesn't always sit well, because it, to me, it almost registers as, you know, how is it, I'm not coachable, or is, you're not doing a good job of coaching? You're not doing a good job of laying out the game plan or the directions that we're going to follow. You know what I'm saying? And it could be, I don't know you from a can of paint. Maybe you are a person that just does not take direction well. I don't know. But I don't know. I just when I hear that, I've dealt with people that are flat the fuck out uncoachable. And usually, unfortunately, when most of those people had like underlying issues, you know what I'm saying? Most people that are part of a team can usually, for the betterment of the team, take a bit of instruction. But there are some people that just hear instruction and can decipher, that's not the best way to go about this. And that doesn't make you uncoachable. It just makes you sometimes a deeper thinker. Maybe you're a little bit quicker to the whip than said person that's supposed to be coaching you. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing that used to annoy my professors in college was they would give instruction or teach something or whatever. They didn't know what the fuck they was talking about. So I would go to them after class and say, hey, listen, I have no clue what the hell you just said. Willing to make myself available for an hour after class if you'd like to go about teaching me another way. But, you know, the way you just put that out there, I didn't catch that. So, you know, as the teacher, leader, professor, coach, I need you to break that down a different way for me. You know what I'm saying? It's not that I'm unwilling, it's that I just didn't catch what you said. Some of them understood, some of them thought, you know, I was, you know, being difficult. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, I'm here to learn, and you're getting paid to teach. I didn't get it.
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, maybe it's just a matter of him needing, his wife may have meant that, you know, he needs to be a little more flexible. You don't know what life is going to throw your way. One minute you may be a leader, the next minute the dynamics of your situation change, and you may need to be able to work with people, work in a group. Things change, and you need to be able to flow with it. And maybe flexible. That's what she meant. Exactly, flexible. Maybe it's not about the leader or whoever he now is under. Maybe it's about, you know, him being able to blend in that group and be able to bend, because sometimes in life you have to do that. It's unfortunate, but
totally. But I think when you throw out something like you're uncoachable, that is just such a vague, you know, try to narrow that down. Like you said, like the terminology you just used, you know, baby, you need to be a little bit more flexible.
Right.
Okay.
More assertive.
Now you've taken coachable and brought it at least to here now.
So it's the word that's bothering you.
So if she would have said flexible, you would be okay with that.
I would have been. Me too. Because now I can be closer to our target. Mm-hmm. Okay, flexible. Okay, I can understand that. Give me an example, if you can, of something, or do me a favor. If you see it happen again, point it out at that moment so I can be in the moment when it happens.
Right.
Because I want to get better. I want to learn. I want this to work. But if I don't, even if you got to flexible and I still don't quite get your jive, you know, hey, I'll expose myself. Point it out. Pull me to the side and say, hey, that's what I mean, like situation right there, baby. You could have been a little bit more flexible with that. Mm-hmm. But I got you.
As opposed to try to tell me how it's supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Lead by, number one, lead by example. Okay, because in relationships, you know, you always, because I find myself trying to, you know, I'm not going to say do what my wife says, but I try to say, okay, I could have done that a little better. Mm-hmm. You know, even though we had an argument about something, I think I was like, okay, yeah, she's kind of right. Not all the way right, but kind of right.
Right.
It's just the way she comes at me. There's a lot of times she talks at me as opposed to talking to me.
Gotcha.
And when she starts to talk at me, it's like all defenses are up now. I'm not really listening to mm-hmm. anything you're saying. Now, when she said coach, I don't need you to coach me to do anything. You know, suggest. You know, talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Don't tell me to do anything. You know?
Hey, Queen.
I think that's where the barrier.
Feeling a little passionate on this side of the room. I mean, but don't get me wrong. I understand. So, you know, the only problem with this is that it's third party. So she may not have even really either said it that way or even meant it that way. That also could just be his interpretation of what she said. It would be awesome if she... I mean, you know, you always say
and I'm sure again, she said it with love, like,
yeah, like right. Baby, like,
and
come
I'm
on, you,
with what I
you're
said,
used, you're not used to it. You know, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're not used to working with a team. You know, you've been doing it your way for X amount of years, mm-hmm. and so now you have to get, you know, put back into a team situation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, be flexible, be willing to learn. You know, be coachable, which is probably what she really was saying, flexible, not, right. you know, mm. be flexible, learn, you know, be willing to learn some new shit because you're going to be around a whole bunch of new people, new ideas, you know, just, mm-hmm. And thought patterns and attitudes and oh, yeah. just everything, you know what I'm saying? Because that kind of reminds me now that I've been on and off working from home for not a year yet, but. But just going back into an office environment for less than a year, I feel like I'm going to be like, what you about to say? Mm-mm, I don't even want to hear that. I'm right. going back home to finish working. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already feel like in my mind, I have it built up where I'm like, I don't even want to hear what the fuck you got to say. Because mm-hmm. you're going to say something stupid, and it's not going to gel with what I've been doing. So right.
And it's been working for you.
You know what I'm saying? And then working for it, clearly everybody else, because I still got this job.
Right.
Because, you know, he's, like I said, he's like me. It's like I've been working... you know, doing the same profession for like 20 years, you know what I'm saying? And I still love it and I still like doing it and I branched out to do other things. But, you know, Greek, you just got to be a little more flexible mm-hmm. and listen to other people. And sometimes other people are going to say shit you not agree with it at all. But unfortunately, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, there is no I in team.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
M-E.
Right. But I'm saying, but if you want a job, mm-hmm. you might have to be a little bit more flexible.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Or you
just
know,
listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
You might not agree with the way they say it to you or how they say it.
Yeah.
You know, well, just let them know that. You know, hey man, you know, I don't like the way you say. I understand where you're coming from, but next time, you know, try to be a little more assertive with it, and you know,
respect.
Just try to listen to it.
Respect.
You know,
respect.
Yeah, a little speck. Respect.
No doubt. And when I said, you know, I mean, my response to what your wife told you, I'm coming from a place of I'm sure she meant it probably in the most loving way that
sure.
she could.
Yeah.
I will just give him my perspective on what that word means to me when I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially, like I said, coming from the actual athletic side of
sure.
being coached
sure.
to whoever. All right, well, As always, that topic is always open if people want to chime in and give some more feedback on that. But otherwise, we're going to move on to the next topic.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
Uh-oh.
You see his face?
I don't know why. I'm just like, I feel like, what? Uh-oh.
Because he got a big old smile. Like,
No. It's nothing. Nothing that serious.
Okay.
Okay. So, a gentleman wrote in, and he says, the old saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. But he says, I'm finding myself in a position where the absence is needed more and more and more. He says he very much loves the person that he's with, but he almost seems as though we need breaks in between the times that we see each other. I don't know, is this healthy or unhealthy, or is this just knowing my relationship and doing what it takes to keep it afloat?
Don't jump.
That was light and airy. Wow,
that's a good one.
Huh.
You know, I never really been in a relationship where I felt I needed to be away from her to make it grow stronger or whatever. I don't know. Maybe he was married and they got a divorce or something. I don't know. You know, I don't know what went on, but I don't know. I never been in a relationship where I said, look, you know, me and you, we've been together for a while. I think it was a song. I can't remember now, but anyway. I've never been in a relationship where I told a woman that I needed to be, you know, away from her for a while just to find myself. I've heard these words. Mm-hmm. Just to find myself. It's not you.
It's me.
It's me, baby. Mm-hmm. I need, you know, just to make sure.
Yeah, that means shit is over.
Pretty much.
O-B-E-R, pretty much. Son.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, and then it depends on how long you guys are apart from each other, too.
Yeah.
You know, because, okay, say we had a relationship, right?
Yes.
And I say,
you looking at me or you looking at her?
I'm
just playing.
He was like,
who's going to answer first?
So typical, you know, just like
need,
a man.
We need, look, let's take a week or two away from each other and just to see, you know, whether, you know, the yearning is there or whether we want to come back to each other or not. I don't know.
I didn't get that impression, though, from the way he read it. It kind of, I'm sorry, did you want to elaborate? What? Did you want to?
No, I was agreeing with you. Oh, I said me neither.
Yeah, I didn't get that. What I got was when this first statement was, absence make the heart grow fonder. That's kind of like, I'm thinking like a weekend. Like, you know what? We see each other often, and this weekend I'm hanging out with the girls, and, you know, we're not going to see each other till the following weekend, and those weekends are getting more and more frequent, and he's enjoying that alone time in the way you read it a little, maybe too much in his mind. Like, okay, we're spending quite a bit of time together, or either when they're together, they're bumping heads, and, you know, whether it be an argument, whether it be, you know, they're just not meshing. That's the impression I got. Mm-hmm. So the first things that popped in my head were, you might want to assess the situation, and if you are really ready to be in a relationship period and or that relationship with that particular woman, because it may be that deep. Like you said, Mark, I don't think I've been in a relationship with someone that I'm feeling you, like, and I just feel like, oh, I can't wait to be somewhere else that's not with you. Right. I've never had. And if I felt that way, I would probably question whether you're somebody I really want to be with. So mm-hmm. I would start looking a little deeper. It may not be as superficial as he thinks. It may be a little deeper than that. And then if she feels the same way, you know, you guys may be embarking on a possible breakup. You know, it just depends. I don't know the full details of it, but based off what be read, that's what I'm taking from.
And then the longer you're apart, the more you feel you like become. I need to be apart from her longer.
Something about that is a little off for me.
Right. Can you do me a favor and like do a quick recap about the question again so I can make sure I have it correctly?
The gentleman wanted to know is he's in a situation where it's almost starting to become necessary to have space.
Okay.
I don't think that, from what I've read, I don't think that he is verbalizing this to her like, mm-hmm. hey, baby, let's spend some time apart. I think it's that, you know how sometimes when you're in a relationship and, hell, shit gets in the way. Sometimes it could be even your job, and you'll find ways to be like, look, I'm getting off early days because I'm going to see my baby, you know. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it could be a situation where you almost look forward to something interrupting, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, I got to work overtime today? Shit.
Oh, man.
Darn.
Oh, you know what I mean? See ya.
Okay. See, then maybe I am kind of thinking the right thing then, if that's the case. Kind of like what you said, damn it, Gina. And how Mark started out in the beginning, like I said, it sounds like it's OVER to me. But I remember I was in a relationship with someone, and this was a while ago. But there was a point where we would go like 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks without seeing each other. And we lived in the same goddamn state. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I was like, okay, clearly neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. Because, you know, I'm like, you can't live in the same state as somebody and that person is in town and you're in town and not see each other. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, because you're like, oh, hey, my baby gets off at 6. I got to do something at 7:30. But if I can just drive over there real quick to be like, get a hug and maybe a kiss or, you know, or maybe a quick drink or something, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like that's somebody, you know, if you're in a relationship, you want to spend time with them. You know what I mean? And like in how you were saying it, Gina, it's like absence can make the heart grow fonder. If you like go out of town, let's say if you go out of the country and you come back, you're like, oh yeah, plane touchdown. You're like, I'm texting my baby, like, baby, I'm back in town. You're like, where are you? I'm tired as hell because I was in a different time zone, but I still want to see you, get a hug and a kiss. Then I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna take a shower. I'm gonna refresh myself, and then I'm gonna come out and see you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if you do that, that's a different kind of absence.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But if you're like, I guess I should hang out with him or her this weekend.
She back.
Okay, I guess. I should probably. I mean, that's the right thing to do. I should probably hang out with them this weekend. Right. You know, and I think if you get to the point where you feel that way, then baby, it's over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you're wasting my time, you know, or I'm wasting your time. Whoever is doing the, ooh, hey, I got something to do. You know, it's time that's being wasted, you know, and somebody should step up. Like I said, somebody should step up and either have that conversation like, hey, what's going on with us?
Right.
Why aren't we not seeing each other? Or, hey, I want to sound like a girl, but hey, we need to talk. Right. You know what I'm saying? And be serious and be like, look, you know, I see you're being distant and I kind of feel like I am too. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is not, you know, yeah. I don't want to sound so simplistic as where we need to be, but maybe we just need to let go.
I would just add too, and I agree with you, communication is key. So it could very well be really innocent. It could be, I'm going through some changes, you know, I don't really know what's going on, but it's really not you. It could very well be that, you know, it could be something going on at home, it could be something with the kid, it could be something with their parent, it could be anything.
But goddamn it, can you tell me, if yes. we're in a relationship together, right. you need to tell me, hey, but look, I got some, I'm really fucked up right now, and I need to work on some stuff. And then when I come out of this hole, I'll talk right. to you about
let
it.
Let me know. Exactly. And I'm going to give you space, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't need you bringing that shit to my life.
Okay, very well.
Good job. No,
I'm just saying, though, you know, I'm at a good place in my life. And if you need to get, you know, if you need space to get your shit together, I'm going to give it to you. Mm-hmm. Get your shit together, come back, and we're going to be cool.
We talk as though it's that easy. You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of tell.
It was for me. When I needed to say what I needed to say, it was for me.
I mean, I'm sure if you get to that level of done, you know, but clearly from, I think we were all on the same page that they are embarking on the way out. So it's like, how long does this person ride this sinking ship before he says, all right, I'm about to drown, let me get out?
I had to be the one to pull the trigger, and I didn't want to be the one.
Right, I understand. But yeah, even with your situation, you got to the point where you had to do it.
Right.
Where is this person? Where is he on his journey to the bottom of the sea?
Good question.
Well, he may have to assess, is it really a sinking ship? We're just assuming. It may not be, just because it doesn't seem like the most idealistic situation for me or you. It may not be that way for them. Maybe that's just where they are. He kind of alluded to that in the information that he sent, where maybe that's just comfortable for them. Now, for me, it wouldn't be. But, you know, is it really a sinking ship, or is it something that they really just need to talk about? Right. They might be at a crossroads like, look, babe, are we getting out of this, or are we going to take this to the next level? Because we're getting to this stagnant place. Keep pushing through. Right. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. So it could very well be there. It may not be sinking. Maybe it is. Maybe for me it would be sinking, but, you know, maybe for them it's not.
Well, all right. There you go, sir.
Uh-huh. Good luck.
I hope
email hope us, gets let you us somewhere. Know. You know,
sometime if you're on a ship and the wave is too high, do you jump over and get off the ship, or do you ride it through the wave?
Quinn, if they want to respond, where can they hit us at?
If the wave is high and you're on the ship, you can hit us on deepshow@yahoo.com. But if you're on maybe like a boat and or like a little dinghy, you want to hit us up verbally, 202-750-1437.
That's weird. We'll be right back.
You don't know who you are. Look back into your past, brother. Look back into your past. Look back into your past, sister. Look back into your past, brother. Africa.
Hello. Africa. How you guys doing?
Good.
It's been a long time since we've been here. This is going to be an easy one. I got an easy one for y'all today.
Where's Drew? Where are you, girl?
No, this is going to be easy
TP?
One.
It's never easy.
Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to take Doc out of this one because Doc going to get it.
Oh, boy.
Actually, Queen might get this one.
Well, then let everybody stay.
Queen might get it.
Because just in case.
Saying, I don't know.
You know.
I don't know.
Mark even, and I might be like, what?
Even AD's pop music girl over there. She might get it.
Like a virgin. Go ahead.
All right. This is an easy
phenomenal.
One. Phenomenal. It's easy. How about that? This is a very easy one. So I hope you guys figure this one out. Nothing?
Man, I know the but I can't remember what song. I mean,
I'm a dog. I remember this.
Two tapped out. Queen, it's on you.
No more I love you. I'm like, I know. Like, I feel like them. I'm like, once you play it, it's going to be like, mother.
The lover speaks among the monsters.
tap out.
I used to have demons.
Just for the sake of you not playing the whole entire song, because I'm we'll just listen to it. So.
All right. Well, the original there is, of course, Miss Great Annie Lennox. And this was the song that sampled it.
I just don't listen to music, but I do know this song.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was not as easy as you alluded to. I didn't even.
It was, but. Man, we weren't thinking.
It's been a while since I heard that joint. Yeah, that's what
we weren't thinking, but that was a good one.
But that's the whole point of it.
I guess so.
And see, this is the shit that I deal with. Like, especially for some reason, it always happens. Like in a like if I'm in a mall in a store or something, and they just kind of have the whatever random
elevator music.
Yeah,
right.
And I'll be shopping. I'll be like. What's it called? You know.
Right.
I know that song.
Yeah, now I'll start pulling it down. I'm like, I'm going to tell you where it happens to me a lot. It's crazy, it may sound Wawa. Because they always have such an eclectic mix of music going on.
I was just
in
there singing something earlier today.
And this song came on, and I was at the counter. I was bobbing because I knew the sample that was being used. And I saw the chick look at me like, that thing ain't even bobbing on the beat, you know. And I was like, you don't know what sample that is? And she was like, no. And I told her the song. She was like, yeah, that is. She saw bobbing with me. I'm like, there you go. So, yeah. That's welcome to my crazy ass.
All right. And don't come for us. I don't want no text messages tomorrow. Please. Like, how can y'all dummies not know what song that was? I don't even want to hear it.
Well, Africa. Gonna get up out of here. Out of this segment. Talking about Father Africa. Africa is the mother of civilization on the planet Earth. Africa, where science, cosmetics, all right. So, dig up another one. I had another real nice one for you. It was gonna be super, super, super hard. But I said, "Nah, I'm gonna
go." Can we
do it
at the beginning of the show where nobody's drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Or we just like
ain't
start?
Make no difference. We still ain't gonna.
You don't know. I mean, maybe. I'm just.
I'll give it a try to do it.
I want to, you know, I'll put it out there for me. Then can maybe
we'll have a fighting chance.
You know what I mean?
With no alcohol initially.
I'm just saying.
I think I still won't get it.
You drinking today?
I did have a little something.
No.
I did.
I wasn't trying to be smart. I was actually asking.
Oh, it's okay. I didn't think you were being smart this time.
All right. See?
All right.
I have my moments.
You do. See?
Mark. Damn it, Gina.
Yes. So, two finger, one finger. I would like to give two fingers to
love.
Falling in love.
What'd I say?
Aww.
I would. And what I would actually like
this
to say is
right here to the left of me.
Come on, wait, I want to give some hope and inspiration.
To
so
the left.
It's not only just falling in love, but it's, you know, even in reference to that guy and his message. You know, don't give up. You know, there is somebody out there for everybody. There is love out there for everybody. It's just a matter of sometimes you being patient. You sometimes have to bend. Sometimes you don't. But it's somebody out there for everybody. So my two fingers is to love. And I hope that everybody finds it. I don't have any one fingers.
Someone to care. Someone to share.
Exactly.
And the moments of despair to be loved.
Mark, were you there when you made this record?
You are going to stop fucking with me.
I know you like music, so I was just wondering if you were in the studio.
I actually like that song.
It was a no? Okay. Okay.
You always on point with the music.
Except for today.
Isn't it though? Isn't it though?
Yeah. Did you one and two?
I did. I'm done.
All right. Doctor!
Let me see. One finger to the mastermind on my job that decided to get rid of one route and pretty much throw everything on me. You know, I appreciate the financial aspects of the move, but not the physical. And you will be hearing
from my lawyers.
Right. You're going to be hearing from me soon. Let me see. Two fingers to the Caps. Okay. Who are moving on in the motherfucking, what you call it? NHL.
Stanley Cup.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. As a matter of fact, I had my jersey on, my old joint. I had the old joint, the royal blue with the black little falcon on. They didn't even understand how far I went back with the Capitals. I represent all my Washington team.
I don't think they're going to fare well on the next series.
You know?
Put it this way. If the Caps from games 1, 2, and 3
show up.
Caps from game 4 and 5 show up, Crosby going to rip them a new one.
You're not the first person I heard say that, though.
Yeah, Slim. Pittsburgh's not to be fucked with. Well, and we don't have a good record against Pittsburgh. And their fans are going to... First of all, they're going to take our motherfucking arena over.
Aren't they stank?
I don't know what it is about Pittsburgh.
Just period.
They get the tickets. They travel well.
They're gross.
Yeah, they go hard. Huh? They're loyal.
It's rough, yo. So,
WA, get your peoples.
I would love. That's not his people.
No, I said PA.
Oh, yeah.
Get your peoples.
See, they don't claim that.
Pittsburgh don't claim Philadelphia.
You know what I'm saying? How you not going to claim them?
Pittsburgh and Philly don't. They don't get along.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah,
still your peoples.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? I'm ready.
Waiting on you.
Okay. What? You normally would say, like...
All right. I was asking, was he finished?
I'm ready.
All right.
Go, okay. Go,
Queen.
Go,
Queen.
Okay. So, two fingers to Beyonce and Serena for giving me life while I was watching. Okay. This is my two fingers. You can use your two fingers and do whatever you need to do with them. But for them giving everybody life... Because that was dope. And I'm going to put my one finger for addiction of all types.
Yes.
You know, for demons that people fight. And with the hopes that you will pull through it and keep doing what you're doing to get out of it. Because, you know, there are many people out here that love you and care for you. And, you know, I won't say don't be selfish, but don't be selfish.
Because your
intention is not to be, but don't be selfish.
Amen.
All right.
Cheers. Let me give, because I really don't have anything today. Let me give two fingers to the homie 15WA for persevering and getting to the midway point of this project that he has embarked on. And one finger goes to a person by the name of Jeremy. You're an asshole. That's all I gotta say about that.
One finger, Jeremy.
All
right,
Jeremy.
Asshole.
We gotta get out of here.
What you do, boy?
Take that finger.
You done fucked up.
Take that.
You like that finger, don't you?
Yeah, I spoke on it before. When you come from a third world country and you get you a little slice of American pie, now you feel like you're above everybody in the world. Got to get out of here. As always, importing, we like to say.
I woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
Never before have I felt so good just being natural me. Minor hang up and minor ties, but deep inside I'm free. So let your head down and get down with it. Who's to say what's right or wrong? Everything I do gonna be funky from now on. Yeah,
so that's hey. Everything I do. Gonna be funky,
yeah,
from now on,
yeah.
Everything I do gonna be funky.